The weekend's cultural highlights in the region include comedy, a legend of glam rock, modern Chinese dance, a theatrical premiere, Jewish jazz fusion, and a whole lot more. The Bakelite Masterpiece by Kate Kelly, a drama based on a real-life story of an art forgery during World War II that raises questions about collaboration and the intertwining of art, commerce, and politics, receives its American premiere at the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, tonight through Sunday, October 23rd, in a co-production by Berkshire Theater Group and Wham Theater. Wham artistic director Kristen Vangenhoven directs the play, which stars David Atkins and Corinna May. Clarinetist Paul Green leads his Jewish jazz fusion band, Two Worlds, with special guest vocalist Sarah Aroeste, one of the world's premier Ladino vocalists, in a concert exploring links among klezmer, jazz, and Sephardic music as part of the Music and More series at the Historic Meeting House in New Marlborough, Mass. On Saturday at 4:30. The members of Green's band include famed guitarist Michael Musolami, keyboardist Joe Rose, drummer Bill Chapman, and bassist Dan Broad. New York City-based stand-up comedian Tim Dillon brings his uniquely skewed view of the world to Club B10 at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Mass. On Saturday at 8 p.m. as part of the ongoing High Mud Comedy Fest. Pittsfield's own Ryan Shea will warm up the crowd for Dillon. H.T. Chen and dancers perform their latest work, South of Gold Mountain, at the 62 Center at Williams College in Williamstown, Mass. On Saturday at 8 p.m. The performance, a Williams Dance Department commission, is rooted in the images and oral histories of the Chinese immigrants who settled in the American South prior to World War II. Mott the Hoople lead singer and songwriter Ian Hunter brings his current group, The Rant Band, to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9 p.m. As leader of 1970s British rock legends Mott the Hoople and a hugely influential solo artist, Hunter is widely revered as one of rock and roll's most compelling and influential performers, best known for songs including Once Bitten, Twice Shy, and Cleveland Rocks, and my personal favorite, All the Way from Memphis. Mott the Hoople also had a huge hit with the David Bowie-penned All the Young Dudes after turning down the first song Bowie offered, a little ditty called Suffragette City. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.